This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission calls for party registration for upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Kathmandu Police urges victims and complainants to resubmit documents destroyed during Gen Z protests. And early trends show BJP-led alliance ahead in Bihar Assembly elections. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has announced the opening of party registration for the upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. The House elections are scheduled for the 5th of March, while the National Assembly elections will be held on the 25th of January next year. Issuing separate notices today, the Election Commission said party registration for the House of Representatives elections will be open from the 17th to 26th of November, and for the National Assembly elections from the 17th to 23rd of November. The Commission has instructed political parties to provide details such as the party name, date of registration with the Commission, and all necessary supporting documents when submitting applications. The National Assembly will see one-third of its members' terms expire on the 4th of March next year. Elections on the 25th of January will fill the resulting vacancies. The district police office in Kathmandu has urged victims and complainants to submit documents related to ongoing investigations. The request comes after several police officers were damaged during the Gen Z protests on the 8th to 9th of September, resulting in the loss of critical files and evidence. Pawan Kumar Bhattarai, information officer at the district police office, said the multiple police units in the Kathmandu Valley were set ablaze and vandalized during the protests, leading to the destruction of key documents. Authorities are now asking anyone with relevant information or documents to come forward to assist in expediting investigations. Police have coordinated with local stations to ensure the collection of these materials and strengthen the ongoing investigative process. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Koirala has said his visit to the Seoul AI Smart City Center in South Korea has energized his efforts in the AI sector in Nepal. After touring the Seoul AI Smart City Center operated by the Seoul AI Foundation, the Communication Minister remarked that AI could play a significant role in guiding the nation towards prosperity through advancements in information technology. He emphasized that the visit has infused him with renewed energy and motivation to enhance Nepal's AI sector. In addition to his visit to the AI Smart City Center, Minister Koirala engaged in discussions with local officials and experts about the potential benefits and future of AI technology. The forum was co-chaired by Korea's Ministry of Science and ICT and the National Information Society Agency. The National Building Code has come into effect. The code came into implementation yesterday following its publication in the Gazette. The Ministry of Urban Development has stated that the code will also serve as a guideline for the construction of underground structures such as dams, powerhouses and tunnels in hydropower projects. The ministry has urged local authorities, engineers and general public to strictly adhere to the code. The Nepal Tourism Board has handed over emergency rescue equipment to the Himalayan Rescue Association to boost safety for climbers and trekkers in the Everest and Annapurna regions. Nepal Tourism Board CEO Deepak Rajjoshi said the board is committed to ensuring tourist safety and strengthening collaboration with rescue teams. Himalayan Rescue Association President Dombar Prajuli thanked the board, saying the equipment will make secure work faster and more efficient. The International Day Against Illicit Trafficking of Cultural Property and World Diabetes Days are being observed today worldwide. The International Day Against Illicit Trafficking of Cultural property raises awareness about the theft and illegal trade of artifacts, sculptures, paintings, and historic sites. UNESCO highlights the need to protect heritage in historically rich countries like Nepal, focusing on temples and historic structures rather in Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, and Lalitpur. Likewise, World Diabetes Day promotes awareness of diabetes risk, prevention, and treatment. Since its UN recognition in 2007, countries have been urged to adopt national strategies to combat rising diabetes cases. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Early counting trends from the eastern Indian state of Bihar indicate that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, and its alliance partner, Janata Dal United, are leading. According to the BBC, vote counting began at 8 a.m. local time and is expected to continue for several hours before results become clear. The elections held on the 6th to 11th of November recorded a turnout of 66.91%, the highest since Bihar's first polls in 1951, according to the Election Commission. The vote followed a disputed revision of electoral rolls, which the opposition claimed would disadvantage genuine voters, an allegation denied by both the BJP and the Commission. Initial reports suggest the BJP-led alliance has crossed the majority mark in the 243-seat assembly, though officials caution that results may shift as continuing progresses. As counting progresses, rather, the Bihar election is seen as a key indicator ahead of major state polls next year in West Bengal, Kerala, and Tamil Nadu, where the BJP is seeking to expand its influence. The United States has urged the United Nations Security Council to support its draft resolution aimed at strengthening President Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan, warning of grave consequences for Palestinians if the proposal is rejected. The appeal came as Russia submitted a counter-proposal challenging Washington's draft, according to documents seen by Reuters news agency. A spokesperson for the UN mission to the U.S. mission, rather, to the U.N. said on Thursday that efforts to create division over the resolution could lead to grave, tangible, and entirely avoidable consequences should the ceasefire collapse and Israel resume its military campaign. The U.S. circulated its draft to the 15-member council last week for negotiations, according to a version of the text obtained by AFP News Agency. The proposal would authorize a transitional governance body in Gaza, referred to as the Border Peace, with a two-year mandate running until the end of 2027. Under the draft, President Trump would chair the body. Now to general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission calls for party registration for upcoming House of Representatives and National Assembly elections. Kathmandu Police urges victims and complainants to resubmit documents destroyed during Gen Z protests. And early trends show BJP-led alliance ahead in Bihar Assembly elections. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com. For more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.